Are you recording? I forgot to. I didn't think. Did you stop
Yeah,
recording?
no, I just kept recording.
Why don't you give us what I usually say with, which is the, I think it's time for I used to like this One Piece theater.
I think it's time for I used to like this One Piece theater.
Hello and welcome to I Used to Like This One, another bonus mini-sode. My name is Sean Wells, and with me, as always, is the Colin Stewart to my Sean Wells.
Hello, I'm Colin Stewart.
So, we wanted to present a special bonus mini-sode where we have compiled all of our different I Used to Like This One Piece theaters together, because, as a happy accident, I Used to Like This One Piece theater has become one of our favorites on the show, especially with Colin. That's one that definitely makes Colin glow when we bring that one about.
You betcha. Sorry, it's been a long day.
So I Used to Like This One Piece theater, where I say it came along as a happy accident. It started off with me just wanting to hear Colin curse more on this show. So we did episode 16. It was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and I made sure that I could just get Colin to say fuck a whole lot.
Yeah, that's basically how I remember it.
Yeah. It has been a long day.
Sorry, my daughter was up at like 3:30 this
Yeah.
morning. She's not feeling well, but yeah, that's pretty much how I remember that one too.
Okay, so Carly, you are going to be the Edie McClurg character, and Colin, you are going to be Neil Page.
Can I do it in her voice too? I'll try and do it.
If you can do that wicked Wisconsin accent, you got it. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, four fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right now!
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, what?
You're fucked.
Yes!
End scene.
I used to like this One Piece theater. So the next one we have is episode 20, Colin. I used to like Die Hard. We had Jack as our
John McClane.
As our John McClane with his very Jack. The only Jack can do that accent.
All right. But he did his weird like
Shyster New Yorker, yeah.
Shyster New Yorker.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, you want to come back? I remember about that one that I very much wanted to go heavy onto the German accent. I can't remember if I did or not. I think I
yeah,
tried.
Yeah, you did.
But
No, you did.
I don't feel like it was very good.
No, I think what we said in that episode was that you can try it both ways and we'll
yeah.
edit one out. And you got to the end and went, no, it's okay. But yeah, you had a very who are you, Jen? Accent.
Who are you, Jen?
Yeah.
let me pull this up.
Just like the last time we did this, Colin, Jack, I've sent both of you a script. So in this, Colin, we will have you playing Hans Gruber. Jack will have you playing John McClane, and for the one line, I get my own line this time. I'm going to be playing Franco.
All right, I'm gonna attempt a German accent.
Oh yeah, okay. It's all New York over here, baby.
And okay. Hopefully I can do a better job than Alan Rickman. All right, say it. Gotta internalize my inner. All right, we're all ready? I told all of you I want radio silence until further.
Gee, I'm sorry, Hans. Nobody gave me the message. You should have put it on the bulletin board. Anyway, I thought you and Franco and Carl and the other boys might be lonely. Now that I waxed Tony and Marco and their buddy, so I invited some of the guys from my card game.
How does he know so much about?
Ah, how nice of you to call. I assume you are our mysterious party crasher, yeah? You are most troublesome for a security guard.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess. Would you like to go for double jeopardy, where the stakes are double and the scores really change?
Check on all the Ajas. Don't use the radio. See if he's lying about Marco, and find out if anyone else is missing. Who are you, Jen?
Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench. The pain in the ass.
Mr. Mystery Guest, are you still there?
I wouldn't think of leaving, Hans. Unless you want to open the front door.
I'm afraid not. But you have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you? Just another American who saw too many movies as a child? Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon?
Actually, I was always partial to the Roy Rogers. I really dug those sequined shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yes! I used to like this One Piece theater. Austin Powers. So the next one we had was
Chris.
Episode 25. Yeah, Austin Powers. Chris nailed his Dr. Evil.
Yeah, it was spot on for sure.
Yeah, that was the one where you flipped it on us. You had us.
Oh, right. It was the father son scene.
Father son scene. Yeah.
So I decided that we would do the therapy scene, and so we're gonna switch it up. Scott, or Chris is going to be Dr. Evil.
All right.
You will be Scott Evil, and
all right,
I will play the therapist.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, let me gargle a bit here.
Let me flex my pinky. You gotta stretch that
out
a little
bit. Pinky. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you're going to lead us in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You guys are ready?
Ready.
Ready.
So, Scott, why don't we start with you? Why are you here?
Well, it's kind of weird.
We don't judge here.
Okay, well, I just really met my dad for the first time 3 days ago. He was partially frozen for 30 years. I never knew him growing up. He comes back, and now he wants me to take over the family business.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't want to take over the family business.
But Scott, who's going to take over the world when I die?
Not me.
What do you want to do, Scott?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe I'd like to be a vet or something. Because I like animals and stuff.
An evil vet?
No, maybe like work in a petting zoo or something.
An evil petting zoo?
You always do that! Anyways, this is really hard because, you know, my dad is really evil.
We don't label people here, Scott.
No, he's really evil.
Scott?
No, the boy's right. I really am evil.
Don't be so hard on yourself. You're here. That's what's important. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
I just think, like, he hates me. I think sometimes he wants to kill me.
Okay, Scott, no one really wants to kill anyone here. They say it, but they don't mean it.
Actually, the boy's quite astute. I am trying to kill him. My evil associates have cautioned against it, so here he is, unfortunately, alive.
Okay, well, we've heard from Scott. Now let's hear from you.
The details of my life are quite inconsequential.
That's not true. Doctor, please, tell us about your childhood.
Very well. Where should I begin? My father was a relentlessly improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, a sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. If I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 15, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. At the age of 18, I went off to evil metal. That's not the line. The actual line, he goes, there really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. I suggest you try it. And then it stops and everyone goes, oh.
All right, end scene. Good stuff.
Not even the script on the website's correct. I'm glad that I know my stuff.
Right on. I used to like this One Piece theater. Awesome.
Which this monologue is kind of retconned by the fact that he turns out to be Austin Powers' brother in Goldmember or whatever happens in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So unless Austin Powers had the exact same weird, messed up childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, episode 30, Colin. I Coming to America with Joel.
Which scene did we do? Oh, this was the one where they're fighting, no?
The stick fighting scene, yeah.
Yeah.
So my little behind-the-scenes Foley work on that one is that I took two wooden spoons and I was banging them together to make the stick sounds. That's how I recorded those. Yeah, and you can hear it in the audio when you listen to it. And I told you guys to act out of breath because you guys were fighting.
Right. Yeah, I remember that one feeling a little awkward, but it turned out well.
Yeah. So, today it's a small one, but I have sent both of you a script, and so I think we'll get Colin to play Prince Akeem, Joel, we'll get you to play Semi. And let's do a little, I used to like this One Piece theater. Now, to help get you guys in character, remember that you guys are in the middle of a physical battle while you're doing this scene. So let's work on getting a little bit of out of breath situation.
I'm just breathy at all times, so like I'm ready.
Fair enough.
I'm going for like, you know, an anime, like final boss anime battle.
Yeah, just like the cocky, like, hey. Yeah. All right.
All right, here we go.
Let's see if you can defend yourself, you sweat from a baboon's balls. So you can have a woman who will obey your every command, but you'd rather have a woman who has an opinion?
Only dogs are to obey. If you love your wife, you'll value her opinion.
Hippopotamus shit! You're the heir to the throne of Zamunda. Your wife need only have a pretty face, firm backside, and big breasts.
So you would share your bed and your fortune with a beautiful fool?
That's the way it's always been with men of power. It's tradition.
It's also tradition that times must change.
Yes! I used to like this One Piece theater.
There we go.
Episode 35, I used to like Three Amigos Peace Theater. That was just you and me, and we didn't want to do any cultural appropriation with the Mexican accent, but found it so very difficult to do the El Guapo without slipping into it. But I remember we tried Texan on that. We tried our fallback Oklahoma accents.
Yeah, I have to go back and listen to that one. Actually, I don't remember that one that well at all.
Yeah, it was the "If you take the woman."
Right. Yeah.
If you want the woman, you take the woman. Yeah. Right, El Guapo. Right. Yeah. And with that one, I put like a Mexican
the Mexican hat dance underneath it. Because I don't know whether that's offensive or not, so it's the only Mexican song I know. Sets the stage. This is the plethora scene, and I've always loved the plethora scene. I don't know, who do you want to be? Do you want to be Jefe, or do you want to be El Guapo? I was thinking you'd be a good El Guapo.
Alright, I'll do El Guapo, sure.
Okay, now I'm wondering how dangerous this is, because it's so easy for me to slip into some sort of Mexican cadence here. But...
yeah, I was going to say, what rule are we, what stance are we taking on accents?
I'm just going to see how it comes out.
I think I might lean Russian. You can't be offensive with Russian.
Yeah. Or we could go cowboy.
Cowboy. Yeah. How many pin? Yeah, we could just do the old Oklahoma.
Okay. Sure. Let's go. Yeah. Let's pretend this is taking place in New Mexico. We have many beautiful piñatas for your birthday celebration, each one filled with little surprises.
How many piñatas?
Many piñatas, many.
Jefe, would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh yes, El Guapo. Yeah, you have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, El Guapo?
Well, you just told me that I had a plethora. And I would just like to know if you know what it means to have a plethora. I would not like to think that someone would tell me someone else he has a plethora, and then find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
El Guapo, I know that I, Jefe, do not have your superior intellect and education, but could it be that once again you are angry at something else and are looking to take it out on me?
Ah, Jefe... you do not understand women. You no.
Hold
on. I went into my. I need to redo that.
Yeah, because it's the when you take the woman, you got yeah, when you want the woman. Woman. Yeah.
Ah, Jefe, you do not understand women. You cannot force open the petals of a flower. When the flower is ready, it opens itself up to you.
So when do you think Carmen will open up her flower to you?
Tonight, or I will kill her.
Yes! I used to like this one piece theater.
There we go.
Oh, episode 40. Carly came back with Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and she threw one at us for that one, where I had to... channel my inner Grace and you were Ed.
Which scene did we do that one?
That was the Ferris Bueller Online 2 or whatever.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, oh yeah, all the jocks and spazzes yeah. and nerds.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I have a little bit of payback before we leave.
Oh, okay.
So remember how you both sprung a script on me to read for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yeah.
So I sent you both. I couldn't download it, unfortunately, because it was the whole script. But I know we mentioned our righteous dude a few times today.
Yeah.
So I sent you both the script for that scene between Grace and Rumi.
Okay.
If you would be so kind to give us a beautiful cold read.
Okay.
I feel like mine are out of... Oh, wait. Okay.
For some reason, one of them got sent twice.
Yeah, sorry, that might have been my bad.
Oh, no, I got, there's five, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm good.
Who am I? Who are you?
Okay, I'll be Rooney.
You'll be Rooney? Okay.
I feel like Sean has grace within him.
Oh, do I?
Let's see. I've got to muster up my grumpiest, voice. I was thinking I could do the Cameron's Sloan's dad.
I don't trust this Rooney. Kid any further than I can throw him.
Okay, here we go.
I don't trust this kid any further than I can throw him.
Well,
With your bad knee, Ed, you shouldn't throw anyone.
It's true. What is so dangerous about a character like Ferris Bueller is, he gives good kids bad ideas. The last thing I need at this point in my career is 1,500 Ferris Bueller disciples running around these halls. He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern the student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
Thank you, Grace. I think you're wrong.
Well, he's very popular, Ed. The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Sluts, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, Dickheads, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
That is why I have got to catch him this time, to show these kids that the example he sets is a first-class ticket to nowhere.
Ooh, Ed, you sounded like Dirty Harry just then.
Really? Thanks, Grace.
Yes!
Yay!
I used to like this One Piece theater.
It was great.
Right on.
Johnny, you have beautiful Grace.
So, Colin, I don't think we can do a I Used to Like This One Piece Theater special without doing some fresh new I Used to Like This One Piece Theater. So, Colin, I have sent you a script. Now, one of our favorite movies that we have done on this show, in case people don't remember, is The Princess Bride. I mean, that one was kind of like 10 out of 10 from both of us, and we just glowing review because we love that movie, but we've never done an I Used to Like This One Piece Theater. So I've decided to isolate some scripts here. And so I want to start off with the scene between Inigo and the Man in Black.
Got it.
And I'm going to have fun playing around with sound effects and Foleys. I'll probably be banging two metal spoons together in this one. There's a little inside information for you. So
are you gonna try to find like the score from the back with the
I'll find something. So who do you want to be in this scene?
You know what? I'll be the Man in Black just so I can have a chance to say my favorite line of all time.
Okay. Hello there. Slow going?
Look, I don't mean to be rude, but this is not as easy as it looks, so I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't distract me.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I do not suppose you could speed things up.
If you're in such a hurry, you could lower a rope or a tree branch or find something useful to do.
I could do that. In fact, I've got some rope up here, but I do not think you will accept my help. Since I am only waiting around to kill you.
That does put a damper on our relationship.
But I promise I will not kill you until you reach the top.
That's very comforting, but I'm afraid you'll just have to wait.
I hate waiting. I could give you my word as a Spaniard.
No good. I've known too many Spaniards.
You don't know any way you'll trust me.
Nothing comes to mind.
I swear on the soul of my father, Domingo Montoya, you will reach the top alive.
Throw me the rope. Thank you.
We'll wait until you're ready.
Again, thank you.
I do not mean to pry, but you don't by any chance happen to have six fingers on your right hand.
Do you always begin conversations this way?
My father was slaughtered by a six-fingered man. He was a great sword maker, my father. And when the six-fingered man appeared and requested a special sword, my father took the job. He slaved a year before he was done.
I've never seen a sequel.
The six-fingered man returned and demanded it, but at one-tenth his promised price. My father refused. Without a word, the six-fingered man slashed him through the heart. I love my father, so naturally challenged his murderer to a duel. I failed. The six-fingered man did leave me alive with the six-fingered sword, but he gave me these.
How old were you?
I was 11 years old. When I was strong enough, I dedicated my life to the study of fencing. So the next time we meet, I will not fail. I will go up to the six-fingered man and say, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die."
You've done nothing but study swordplay.
More pursuit than study lately. You see, I cannot find him. It's been 20 years now. I am starting to lose confidence. I just work for Fizzini to pay the bills. There's not a lot of money in revenge.
Well, I certainly hope you find him someday.
Ah, you are ready then.
Whether I am or not, you've been more than fair.
Ugh, you seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
Begin! Oh, you're using Benetti's defense against me. Ha ha!
I thought it fitting, considering the rocky terrain.
Ah, naturally. You must expect me to attack with Capoferro.
Naturally. But I find Tybalt cancels out Capoferro, don't you?
Unless the enemy has studied his Agrippa, which I have. Ah, you are wonderful!
Thank you. I've worked hard to become so.
I admit it. You are better than I am.
Then why are you smiling?
Because I know something you don't know.
And what is that?
I am not left-handed.
You're amazing.
I ought to be after 20 years.
There's something I ought to tell you.
Tell me.
I am not left-handed either.
Who are you?
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
Okay. Kill me quickly.
I would as soon destroy a stained glass window as an artist like yourself. However, since I can't have you following me either. Please understand, I hold you in the highest respect.
Yes! Our longest. I used to like this One Piece theater yet.
There you go.
So yeah, Colin, the next one we had was episode 42, Rush Hour. So that was you and Chris, right?
Yeah,
Chris was Rush Hour, yeah. Yeah, and we had you channel your inner Chris Tucker because Chris wasn't willing to do that.
Yeah, I feel like this was the one where you really hit your stride on the Foley work.
Oh yeah. No, oh yeah, this was I was the captain, wasn't I? Chris didn't want to do it at all.
I can't remember who was in it. All I remember is I was Chris Tucker.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I definitely, you're right. I hit my stride on the Foley work. I had footsteps and office noise and doors opening and closing. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with this one. So, Colin, last time Chris was on the show, you surprised Chris. I did discuss this with Chris this morning, or earlier today, and he said, you know what? You and Colin do this one.
All right.
So...
It just makes more sense, you know. I'd want to do the Chris Tucker part, but, you know, that gets a little risque. And then I feel like the captain part is just more suited towards you just because of the age difference. I don't know. It's just I don't really have much of a captain's voice.
Yeah, I'm already calling dibs out on Carter. I watched the show The Neighborhood, and I know the term black voice came up in an episode recently, and I didn't even really know that black voice was a thing.
Well, it's like, yeah, the Eddie Murphy impression.
Exactly.
Stuff like that.
So, yeah, I mean, so I'm definitely not going to be the one that does that. So, we'll get you to embrace your inner Chris Tucker here, Colin.
I'm just glad you didn't choose a scene between Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was really interested on how you were going to do your intro this week. I was like, is he going to call himself the Lee to his Carter? Because he definitely wouldn't call himself the Carter to his Lee. But it'd be also weird to take the Lee position. But, you know, it is the obvious choice because I was thinking about it and I don't think there is another choice.
Well, I considered introducing you as the Johnson to our Carter Lee. So.
That's the other thing, too. That's the other thing, too. I was like, how is he going to introduce me? Because the only child character in this show is...
Su Young?
Am I going to be the Su Young to his Consul Han?
Okay. So anyway, you've got your script there, Colin?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out this voice. I don't have a high-pitched... I need a high-pitched, whiny voice. I'll do my best Michael Jackson.
You just got to do... Can't you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth once?
Yeah, that's right. Say that word once.
Do you understand the words that are coming out?
There you go.
All right, we'll try this.
Captain, I know you read the paper, but they're lying. I wouldn't do anything like that. They just want a story.
Two officers were shot. One man lost a pinky.
Nobody died.
You destroyed half the block.
That block was messed up.
You lost lots of evidence.
We got a little left.
What you did was dangerous and completely against policy. And not only that, you did a good job.
What now?
Everyone around here is so image conscious, so afraid of their own goddamn shadow. It's nice to meet a detective who's willing to lay it on the line.
Captain, That's the same way I feel. Effin, we have to let the general public know
that we can still blow shit up.
That's the only way I work. So, that mean I ain't getting suspended?
Are you kidding?
Don't know why I said that.
I just got a call from the FBI. The 11-year-old daughter of a Chinese diplomat was kidnapped this morning, and they want you on the case.
FBI want me?
That's right.
Stop lying!
I don't lie.
Tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth.
Thank you, Captain.
Congratulations, Carter. You are going to the show.
I'll look out for you when I reach the top. I'll make you mayor.
I'd rather you didn't.
Hey, listen up. If anybody need me, I'm going to be working a big, big case for the FBI.
Yes!
And
I used
scene.
To like this One Piece theater. Outstanding.
That was great.
So the next one that we had up was during our one-year look back, our 53.25, when we revisited Goonies and we decided to go back and do a special one for our one-year anniversary. So yeah, that was the next one that we did, the scene between Chunk and the cop over the phone.
All right.
You spaced out there for a minute trying to remember that we did that, eh?
Yeah, I completely forgot about that one. That's a really funny scene, though. I like that one. Yeah, RIP to... What did we call that show and tell segment we used to do back
show,
in the
show
day?
And tell, yeah. Show and tell. Yeah, and... Yeah. Bit player spotlight and where are they now?
Where are they now?
Yeah. But yeah, I used to like this One Piece theater. Colin, I have sent you a scene from the Goonies because we didn't get a chance to do any of this with the Goonies. Now, there aren't a lot of scenes that I could find that, you know, it's just two people talking. I was tempted to pull out the big Sean Astin speech from the bottom of the well or the, you know, mouths. You know, this wish right here, this is my wish. I was tempted, but this is a fun little scene. I've chosen the scene with Chunk and the sheriff. So, thanks. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be Chunk or do you want to be the sheriff?
I noticed that Sloth is also in this scene.
Yeah, for one line.
Okay, I'll double Chunk and Sloth.
Okay.
All right, I need to pantomime that I'm actually on the phone. Hello? Is this the sheriff's office? I want to, report, a murder.
Wait a minute. Just hold on there. Is that you again, Lawrence?
Sheriff, look, this time I'm telling you the truth. I'm locked inside the Fratelli's basement, with this guy. Rocky Road!
Yeah, sure. I bet it was just like the last time when those Iranian terrorists took over all the Sizzler steakhouses in the city.
Sloth! Where are you going? Sloth! Come back here! Sloth!
Just like that last prank about all those furry little creatures that multiply when you throw water on them. Lawrence? Yes! I used to like this One Piece theater.
So next up, Breakfast Club. We had Carly again, and we did another I Used to Like This One Piece theater, and all three of us got in on this one.
All right. When you were talking about Ferris Bueller, man, I'm so tired. When we were talking about Ferris Bueller, in my mind, I was thinking Breakfast Club. That's why I was so confused. Now I remember them all.
Yeah, we had the elephantitis of the nuts scene going on.
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay, so, Colin, do you want to be Bender or do you want to be Brian? I'm assuming Carly wants to be Claire, unless we just want to gender switch it all up, but...
I'll be Claire.
Okay, you'll
yeah,
be Claire.
Just for the sake of people listening, you know, well, okay. I'll be Claire.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be Bender.
Okay.
We're starting?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, whenever you're ready. Yeah.
All right. I need action. We need to have a little, like...
Action? Go. Yeah.
Claire,
You want to see a picture of a guy with elephantitis of the nuts? It's pretty tasty.
No, thank you.
How do you think he rides a bike? Oh, Claire. Would you ever consider dating a guy like this?
Can't you just leave me alone?
I mean, if he had a great personality and was a good dancer and had a cool car, although you'd probably have to ride it in the back seat because his nuts would ride shotgun.
You know what I wish I was doing?
Oh, watch what you say. Brian here is a cherry.
A cherry?
I wish I was on a plane to France.
I'm not a cherry.
When have you ever gotten laid?
I've laid. Lots of times.
Name one.
She lives in Canada. Met her at Niagara Falls. You wouldn't know her.
Ever laid anyone around here? Oh. You and Claire did it?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing. Let's just drop it. We'll talk about it later.
No. Drop what? What are you talking about?
Well, Brian's trying to tell me that in addition to the number of girls in the Niagara Falls area, that presently you and he are riding the hobby horse.
Little pig?
No, I'm not. John said I was a cherry, and I said I wasn't. That's it. That was all that was said.
Well, then what were you motioning to Claire for?
You know, I don't appreciate this very much, Brian.
He is lying.
Oh, you weren't motioning to Claire.
You know he's lying, right?
Were you or were you not motioning to Claire?
Yeah, but it was only because I didn't want her to know that I was a virgin, okay? Excuse me for being a virgin. I'm sorry.
Why didn't you want me to know you were a virgin?
Because it's personal business. It's my personal private business.
Well, Brian, it doesn't sound like you're doing any business.
I think it's okay for a guy to be a virgin.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Yes!
I used to like this One Piece Theater.
There's so many physical actions that made through sound.
Yeah. Yes.
So episode 58, we had arachnophobia with Marin. All right. Yeah. I had a lot of fun finding harmonica music to put on underneath that one. the Delbert scene.
All right, right.
Termites.
Yeah. That was a good character.
Take out bad wood, put in good wood.
I felt like with sometimes it's hard. Like I feel like whenever we do, I used to like this One Piece Theater, and I'm doing it. I'm always torn about whether or not I should try to mimic what I observed, or if I should, or if I should do like make some bolder new choices.
Yeah, like Jack, I always wonder that too. But I mean, you've probably figured out at this point that I'm not much of an accent smith. That's a talent that I've never been that great at. And so even when I work on an accent, it takes me a lot and being put on the spot. I'm definitely not a good improv accent guy.
Yeah.
I have to like phonetically write my shit out.
Yeah. What I find is like, I'm usually okay for a couple sentences, but then I lose it.
Yeah.
Like if whatever I try to do, I'm pretty okay at like Russian and like Cockney English.
Yeah.
But if I try to do anything, like when I did Hans Gruber, I could feel it always like devolving into Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's where it gets difficult.
Yeah. Now, do you have, when you're trying to put on an accent, do you have like phrases that take you into it? Like, it's a jolly holiday with Mary or something? Is that how you get into your Cockney?
I mean, the English one, I always think of like Michael Caine, like from The Dark Knight. It's a ruby the size of a tangerine.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. If you say the words my cocaine, that's how Michael Caine says his name.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've always been one of those people. I think I would be good at accents if I ever gave it enough practice.
Yeah.
But I just don't. But I'm like, maybe lots of people, but I always find anytime I watch movies, I can't help myself but like mimic lines when
I try, yeah.
When I find the accent interesting.
Yeah, I can't always make it, you're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry. Harry Potter has come to Hogwarts.
Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to die. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Yes.
So, Marin has never done, and I used to like this One Piece theater with us, so I thought this was fun, because I love Delbert's lines. Oh my god, like, I think he is so funny in this movie, and especially this scene where he is doing his little inspection of the cellar. So I have sent both of you a script, and Marin, I'll have you play Molly, and,
right.
And Colin, you gotta work on that mumbling drawl and see what you can do. What you can do about Delbert McClintock.
Oh, right. Let's go in.
Yeah, imagine that that harmonica music playing in the background, and yeah.
I just need a. Oops. Just need to a. I just need to hear his voice so I can get it in my head.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready, Colin?
No, just hold on a second.
Doing some research.
Here. Oh my gosh. You know what? I got it. I can
do your own interpretation of it.
Yes, call it.
Alright.
Okay. Action.
He was nailing something in the cellar, and the wood just disintegrated.
Termites, huh?
That's what my husband thought.
And he's an expert in these matters?
Well, no.
Didn't think so. But I'm glad you called me. No room for amateurs in this game. Oh. Oh. Hmm. Huh.
What is it?
Hard to say. Would anybody object if I tore this floor out?
I would.
False alarm then. Lead on.
How bad is it?
Shh. I didn't find a thing. Go figure.
Then why is all of this wood rotting?
I'll tell you why. Bad wood.
So, what do we do?
Tear out bad wood, put in good wood.
My husband thought this would make a good wine cellar.
Oh, yeah? Collect beer cans myself. I got a rare 74 Miller Lite with a misprint on the label. Only 100 or so cans in circulation. The husband might want to take a gander.
Yes! I used to like this One Piece theater. Okay, so Colin, not only are we going to give people one brand new, fresh, I used to like this One Piece theater. We're going to give them two brand fresh, I used to like this One Piece theaters. I have sent you another script. And again, we are going back to the well of the Princess Bride because we love it so much. We are now going to do the scene between Fezzik and the Man in Black. Because of our voices, I think you should be Fezzik.
Okay.
Unless you want to stick with the Cary Elwes through line.
I mean, I'm cool with either. I'm cool with playing Fezzik.
Okay.
Let's see. Anybody want a peanut?
Anybody want a peanut?
You're quick.
And a good thing, too.
Why do you wear a mask? Were you burned by acid or something like that?
Oh, no, it's just that they're terribly comfortable. I think everyone will be wearing them in the future.
I just figured out why you give me so much trouble.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I haven't fought just one person for so long. I've been specializing in groups, battling gangs for local charities, that kind of thing.
And why should that make such a difference?
Well, you see, you use different moves when you're fighting half a dozen people than when you only have to be worried about one. My two and three are the same one.
So are mine. maybe that's the end of the scene.
Oh, yeah, because then he collapses.
That's when he collapses. Oh, again, Fezzik slams the Man in Black against a boulder.
There's just the Man in Black's last line where he's like, sleep well and dream of large women.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I cut that off, yeah, because it's also the, I don't envy the headache you'll have when you wake up, my friend.
Yeah.
Ah, I mean, I could go and find the script again, and we could re-record that. And
you can just go find it and record the ending yourself and tag it in. I don't think Fezzik has another line there.
Yeah. No, that's a funnier ending to it. Well, a lackluster end to, I used to like this One Piece theater. So the next one, episode 64,
we had Mr. Will Brisbane, our voice actor friend, on for Ghostbusters. That one was next level on my editing, I have to say. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but, you know, toot.
I feel like the editing made up for a lackluster performance on my part. All I remember about that is I was reading it, and then probably like halfway through, I realized, oh no, I'm reading it the wrong way. Like, yeah. I'm reading it with the wrong intention for all my actor peeps.
Yeah, I know that there were a lot of stage directions in that one. That was a script that I had trouble finding. So
yeah,
I remember you were kind of scanning through a lot of that, and then it's like, oh shit, you forgot what you were doing because you were too busy looking for the next line. Okay, guys, I have sent you the script for the ballroom scene because, I mean, come on, it's Ghostbusters, and this has some of the best lines in here. Let's see, who wants who?
Hang on, I'm just opening this up.
So, yeah, we've got the scene between Egon, Ray, and Peter.
Well, I mean, you guys go first. I'm the guest. You guys should get first choice.
Oh, well, I'll take Egon.
All right.
All right, I'll be Ray.
You'll be Ray? Okay.
Peter.
There are a couple moments in this script where the hotel manager shows up. We'll just skip over those parts. We'll do everything that happens in the room. The room where it happened.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so...
So I'm Ray, starting at like, okay, sir?
And yeah, then yeah.
Where, okay.
And then, yeah, there it is on the ceiling. Okay.
Okay. Okay, sir. If you and your staff could please wait out here, we'll take care of everything. There it is, on the ceiling.
That's the one that got me.
All right, boys. Ready? Throw it! I did that! That's my fault!
It's okay. The table broke the fall.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good-bad thing. What do you mean, bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right. That's bad. Okay, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon. All right, Ray. Take the left. Egon, take the right. Okay, Ray, give me one eye on the outside. Ray! Egon! Okay, all right, hold it. Hold it. Whoa! Nice shooting, Tex.
The last throw took something out of him, but he's gonna move. I need some room to put the trap down. Give me some room. We gotta get this in the clear.
Wait. I've always wanted to do this. And the flowers are still standing.
Okay, on my go signal. Spangler, I want a confinement stream from you, okay? Go! Okay, hold him up there. He's gonna move. Hold him up. Go!
It's working, Ray!
Start bringing him down. You got him. Don't cross the stream.
Maybe now you'll never slam a guy with a positron collider, huh?
Bankman, shorten your stream. I don't want my face burned off.
All right. I'm opening the trap now. Don't look directly into the trap.
I looked at the trap, Ray.
Turn your streams off as soon as I close the trap. Get ready. I'm closing it. Now!
It's in there.
Hey!
Well, that wasn't such a chore now, was it?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yes! I used to like this One Piece theater.
Da-da-da.
Yes!
I've got a whole lot of special sound effects that I have to find now.
There's one part where my delivery is way off for what the scene is for. I forgot that I was too slow reading the stage directions.
So around Christmas, when I was doing Elf the Musical, we had David in here, and we did a reading from Elf the movie, which was a whole lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great performance, which unceremoniously got shut down a day before it was supposed to close because of a COVID case. But it was a lot of fun. But yeah, David was a lot of fun in that one. I really liked that he brought in his stage character into his reading with that one.
Yeah, that was good.
So, David, Colin, I have sent each of you a script. Now, this isn't the actual fight scene. I looked at the script for the fight scene, and it's like, it's not that exciting. But this is the scene with the Gimbel's manager and Buddy, when Buddy finds out that Santa is going to be coming the next day. And so I figure, let's let David give people a little preview of the manager. But yeah, let's have David playing the Gimbel's manager, and Colin, you give me some Buddy the Elf.
All right, I'll put on my excited voice. So it starts at the Wow, What's This, right?
Wow, What's This, yeah. David's first. I used to like this One Piece Theater.
All right, okay. Are you ready, David?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Wow, what's this?
This is a North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your new favorite, okay? Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for an announcement, okay, people? Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God! Santa here? I know him! I know him!
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow!
Santa's coming to town!
Yes! I used to like this One Piece Theater.
I like it.
So, episode 69, our Christmas episode, Die Hard 2, Die Harder. Jack came back and reprised his role as John McClane for us. but he didn't have the same flair he had when he was hot off of his character from the play that we did. You know, like he didn't have the same New York sass for this performance. He was giving a much more subdued, grounded performance.
Yeah.
what scene was it that we did, though? I don't even remember at this point.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Oh, it was Lorenzo and the lead in my ass and shit in your brains line.
Oh, that right, scene. Right.
Yeah, more office noise from the Foley department over here.
Oh, wow. So soon.
So soon. Well, you brought it up. And as a coincidence, I happened to pick out the script from that particular scene because I had so much fun last year with Jack doing I Used to Like This One Piece Theater and his take on John McClane.
Oh, that, God.
That I decided I wanted to have Jack reprise his role as John McClane. I mean, you know, we gave Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey a couple of weeks ago, we gave it a huge compliments for like going outside of the box. But I mean, this is just the first movie in an airport. So if we're going to repeat the storyline almost beat for beat, we have to repeat our last episode almost beat for beat and have Jack do another I Used to Like This One Piece Theater. So I have just sent you guys both the scripts for this scene. Jack, I will get you to play John McClane once again, and Colin, we're going to let you play Carmine Lorenzo. Alrighty, so whenever you guys are ready, let's do this. Let's die harder.
All right. Are you ready, Jack?
I'm prepared as much as I can be.
McClane?
Lorenzo?
Captain Lorenzo.
Well, I'm the one who...
Yeah, I know. You think that LA badge is going to get you a free lunch or something down here?
No, just a little professional courtesy.
In an airport? Christmas week? You gotta be kidding.
Okay, forget the courtesy. How about just profession? The boys just walked away from a crime scene. You need to seal it off. Get a forensics team in. Dust it. Shoot it.
And what do we do with all the luggage for all the airplanes we play Charlie Chan?
You store them somewhere.
Oh, and meanwhile, every hour a few more thousand people come and they want to put their luggage on airplanes, so we store them under their luggage in some other somewhere? Hell, why don't we shut down the whole fucking airport? What do you think they'll say upstairs when I tell them that?
Well, why don't you try and find out?
Because I don't need a forensics investigation to file away some punk stealing luggage.
Luggage? That punk pulled a Glock 7 on me. You know what that is? A porcelain gun from Germany. It doesn't show up on an airport x-ray machines. And it costs more than you earn in a month.
You'd be surprised what I earn in a month.
If it's more than $1.89, yeah,
McLean! Don't start believing your own press. Yeah, I know who you are. That Nakatomi thing in L.A. Just because the TV thought you were hot shit, don't make it so. This time you're in my little pond, and I'm the big fish that runs it. Now you cap some lowlife. Fine. I'll send your fucking captain in L.A. a fucking commendation. Now get the hell out of my office before I have you thrown out of my airport.
One question, Carmine. Which sets off a metal detector first? The shit in your brains or the lead in your ass?
Yes! I used to like this One Piece theater. So, episode 72, Joe Dirt. Oh, boy. Oh, I wish I could have brought you the script for the second one, but I would have had to sit there and transcribe it, and I didn't feel like doing that. But yeah, we got to do the Snakes and Sparklers. Now, I must say that I didn't give you enough credit at the time when we were doing this one, but like I think you really nailed it with the Joe Dirt. Like that one was definitely more imitation than, you know, your Chris Tucker, you really nailed your Chris Tucker, and your Joe Dirt, I think, you know, you made up for like the Ghostbusters fiasco where you forgot what was going on with Joe Dirt because you love that movie so much more, probably.
Yeah, probably. And I've seen it a lot more times, so I didn't need to like think about what was actually happening.
So, Colin, I have sent you a scene. One of my favorite for quotes is the his list of different kinds of fireworks when he's talking to Kicking Wing. Mm-hmm. So I have sent you the script for that section. So, yeah, this is the scene between Joe Dirt and Kicking Wing talking about the good stuff. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be Joe Dirt or do you want to be Kicking Wing?
I'll be Joe.
You'll be Joe? Okay. Okay, so kick it off whenever you're ready.
I see you got them snakes and sparklers, but where's the good stuff?
The good stuff? This is the good stuff. Snakes and sparklers.
Are you nuts, dude? You need stuff that explodes, goes boom!
Why's that?
Might as well ask, why's the tree good? Why's the sunset good? Why are boobs good? Man, firecrackers! You stick them in mailboxes, you drop them in toilets, shove them up a bullfrog's asses?
I would never do that, because I'm going to be a veterinarian.
Well, there you go! Someone shoves an M80 up a bullfrog's butt and blows him to pieces, he comes back to you to fix it. You win twice, brother, it's good biz! So you're gonna tell me that you don't have no black cats, Roman candles, or screaming memes?
No.
Well, come on, man, you don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're gonna stand there, owning a fireworks stand, and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, husker do's, husker don'ts, cherry bombs, nipsy dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No, because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like, it's the consumer.
Yes, I used to like this One Piece theater.
I was very happy when I saw that. That's one of my favorite scenes, too. I love Kicking Wing.
So our most recent I Used to Like This One Piece Theater, episode 73, Ghost.
first-time guest Marissa, and we threw her into the deep end with doing an I Used to Like This One Piece Theater with us. That one was a bit of a weird one, though, that I have to say came together in the edit. Except for the one moment where we were supposed to say something at the same time. We're both supposed to say no at the same time, and I was like sleeping on the job or something.
Oh, so. Yeah, that one was a lot of fun. That movie, I'm still surprised by it. Still, like, looking back, I'm shocked at what that movie was. It was not at all what I thought it was going to be. Oh, excellent.
So, Colin, I know we just did an I Used to Like This One Piece Theater on our last episode for Joe Dirt, but I figure we have Marissa here. I know Marissa from theater. That's where I met her. So I figured let's do a little reading to initiate her into this podcast. And so I have sent you guys the script for the scene where Oda Mae is talking to Molly. And I figured let's do a gender swap on this. Colin, okay. We're going to get you to play Oda Mae because I feel like we still need to make sure that, you know. And I will play Molly, and Marissa, we will get you to play the man himself, Patrick Swayze. We will have you play Sam Wheat.
Oh my gosh. I don't... The script appears to be written in, like, Ebonics. Like, Oda Mae's first line, it says, in fact.
Yeah.
Like, I guess... Interesting choice. I'll make sure I hit all those real good.
Okay, let's do this.
To tell the truth, I don't know how I'm doing it. In fact, confidentially, nothing like this has ever happened to me before. Now, all of a sudden, I can't turn it off. Is this you? Is this him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hazel eyes, huh? You sound like they'd be blue.
I don't understand. Why did he come back? Why is he still here?
'Cause he's stuck, that's why. He's between worlds. It happens sometimes when their spirits get out too quick. He thinks he still has stuff to do down here.
Come on, Oda Mae, stop rambling.
Uh-oh, now he's got an attitude.
I do not have an attitude.
We're having a discussion. What do you mean you're not angry? If you weren't angry, you wouldn't be raising your voice like that.
God damn it, Oda Mae!
Baby, that does it. I don't talk to anybody who takes the Lord's name in vain.
Relax, Oda Mae.
You relax. You're the dead one. You want my help? Then you apologize. Nobody talks to me like that. Understand?
Jesus Christ!
Excuse me, girl. Time for me to go.
I don't believe I'm watching this.
Damn it! All right. I apologize. I need you to tell Molly what I'm saying. You gotta tell her word for word.
Monsieur has a message for you.
Molly, you're in danger.
You can't tell her like that. Would you stop moving all over the place? You're making me sick.
Say it!
He's saying you're in danger.
Danger? What do you mean?
I know the man who killed me. Willie Lopez. I know where he lives.
He says he knows the man who killed him. Willie Lopez. He's Puerto Rican.
Write it down.
Write it down.
You do it!
Now I'm a secretary?
Prospect Place, apartment 4B?
Hey, that's my neighborhood.
Molly, he's got my wallet and my key. He was in here.
He's got his wallet and key. He was in here.
In here?
You have to go to the police. The mugger wasn't acting alone. It was a setup, Moll. I was murdered.
He says he was set up, that he was murdered. He wants you to go to the police. I'm sorry. I don't want nothing to do with this.
Where are you going?
Don't follow me. I've done all I'm going to do. I'm finished. And I ain't coming back. So don't you come bothering me again because it's over. I mean it. This is it. Have a nice life. Have a nice death. I'm going.
Yes! I used to like this One Piece Theater. Okay, well, Colin, finally, to round out this special I Used to Like This One Piece Theater episode, I've got one more I Used to Like This One Piece Theater. We're giving them three new ones tonight. I mean, how amazing is that? However, once again, The Princess Bride! We're going to The Princess Bride, and now it's time to do a little Vizzini. Now, you got to be the man in black for the first one. I got to be him for the second one. But I feel like I want Vizzini here because, you know, sometimes I've got the obnoxious voice of Vizzini, and I'll back up off of the microphone so I don't blast anyone's eardrums out. But yeah, I think I'm going to go for a little bit of a Wallace Shawn. I want to claim all some right. of his. Yeah.
Let's see it. I want to see it.
He's got fake speeches. This is going to be tough. So, it is down to you, and it is down to me. If you wish her dead, by all means, keep moving forward.
Let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. You're trying to kidnap what I've rightfully stolen.
Perhaps an arrangement can be reached.
There will be no arrangement, and you're killing her!
But if there can be no arrangement, then we are at an impasse.
I'm afraid so. I can't compete with you physically, and you're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato? Aristotle? Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Really? In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits.
For the princess? To the death? I accept.
Good. Then pour the wine. Inhale this, but do not touch.
I smell nothing.
What you do not smell is called iocane powder. It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadlier poisons known to man.
Hmm.
All right. Where is the poison? The battle of wits has begun. It ends when you decide, and we both drink, and find out who is right and who is dead.
But it's so simple. All I have to do is divine from what I know of you. Are you the sort of man who would put the poison into his own goblet or his enemies? Now, a clever man would put the poison into his own goblet because he would know that only a great fool would reach for what he was given. I'm not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you must have known I was not a great fool. You would have counted on it, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You've made your decision, then.
Not remotely, because iocane comes from Australia, as everyone knows, and Australia is entirely peopled with criminals, and criminals are used to having people not trust them, as you are not trusted by me, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Wait till I get going! Where was I?
Australia.
Yes, Australia. And you must have suspected I would have known the powder's origin, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? You've beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong, so you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your strength to save you, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you've also bested my Spaniard, which means you must have studied, and in studying you must have learned that a man is mortal, so you would have put the poison as far from yourself as possible, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're trying to trick me into giving something away. It won't work.
It has worked! You've given everything away. I know exactly where the poison is.
Then make your choice.
I will, and I choose. What in the world can that be?
What? Where? I don't see anything.
Oh, well, I could have sworn I saw something. No matter.
What's so funny?
I'll tell you in a minute. First, let's drink. Me from my glass, and you from yours.
You guessed wrong.
You only think I guessed wrong. That's what's so funny. I switched glasses when your back was turned, you fool. You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
That was great.
I used to like this One Piece theater. Oh, that is our special look back at our I used to like this One Piece theaters. that is our show for this week, our special bonus mini show. If you like that show, folks, do everything that we always ask you guys to do. Go share our posts, or tell people, or go and give us reviews online and 5 stars, all that sort of thing. Or if you want to be a supporter of the show financially, go over to patreon.com/IUsedToLikeThisOne and become part of our Patreon family. Become an executive producer, just like executive producer Joshua Blum.
And if you so wish, drop us a line at IUsedToLikeThisOne, all one word, @gmail.com. Let us know what movies you used to like, then maybe you'll find us talking about them on the show. And check out our website, IUsedToLikeThisOne.com. There you can find links to all of our podcast episodes, as well as our social media.
I Used to Like This One is created by, hosted by, and produced by Sean Wells and Colin Stewart. It is edited by Sean Wells. Music by Lyndon Carter. Look for his band Carter and the Capitals anywhere you listen to music. Thank you for listening, and join us next time when we take a look at another movie on I Used to Like This One.